Welcome to the Knee Pain Guru. My name is Bill Paravano, and I am the Knee Pain Guru. We have lots of questions here today, and if you have been sending in emails, please be patient with me. I've just been slammed lately as far as receiving questions, so it's been kind of difficult to get back to everybody. I've been wanting to use my blog more. If there's a question on there or one of the questions that I answer, if you put comments on the blog, it's a lot easier for me to address more people at once. I use the podcasts. Now, this one's going to be kind of a long one today, so I can get through more questions in a podcast than I can replying to everybody at once. So I do appreciate the questions very much. Please don't get me wrong. However, it gets to be so many different questions and so many people. My heart goes out to them because I understand where they're at. I understand where that pain is that they're feeling, and when you're emailing me and needing that feedback, it's important that you give me information. Give me more detailed information that I can understand exactly what's going on. So, also, one thing I did want to mention, earlier this week I posted, it's a live Q&A, and what I did is I specifically was answering questions from members of my virtual clinic, and this was a really, I thought it was a cool idea. However, you know, I won't break my arm patting myself on the back. However, what I was able to do was get questions specifically from members of my virtual clinic, and like I do with my one-on-one coaching, I was able to use those questions to point them to specific videos that I have in my virtual clinic that will help them in their next step of what's going on with their chronic knee pain. And that's really, really important, is that knee pain is like this huge monstrosity of a, I refer to it as like, you know, it's like an elephant, and you eat an elephant one bite at a time. And many times your issues with knee pain are so huge, and it hurts so much, and it's so hard to see around that, that we need to break it up into bits to make it manageable. So I use my virtual clinic, my home study course, as a way of breaking it down into bits so it makes dealing with your chronic knee pain more manageable. So definitely, if you're not a member of the virtual clinic, hint, nudge, nudge, be a member, because there's a lot I'll be able to help you with as a result of that. And it also helps me serve you better. So, okay, well, let's get into the questions here. I have a question from Lucille. Since 2008, I have been having a hard time walking. The time I attributed that to obesity. I did not take any medication because the pain was not that severe. I tried to lose weight, but I guess I was not so determined, so I did not achieve the result I wanted. As years passed, I noted the pain getting more severe, with my left knee being affected the most. There were sounds when I flexed my knees, and it ached terribly once the legs were stretched. I began to have a hard time walking. I could not put force or weight on my left knee. I limp when I walk, and I have a walking aid to help me through. Because of the above, in early 2010, I consulted an orthopedic surgeon. I had the tests, and it was discovered that I had osteoarthritis. One orthosurgeon said my kneecaps are broken and need replacement. I consulted another orthopedic surgeon, and he had me undergo 12 sessions of physical therapy and take a powdered medication called Viatril for 2 months, apparently aimed for cartilage regrowth. I finished the therapy and the medication prescribed, but was not able to go back to the doctor because I had other ailments which necessitated an operation, gallbladder removal. So you see, I just had to bear the excruciating pain until now. I was actually planning to go to the orthopedic surgeon when I spotted the knee pain guru. I read your emails and listened to the testimonials, hoping that I could learn something from you to help me. Much as I want to subscribe and buy your books, I am not in a financial position to do so. Okay. Well, Lucille, your best bet and the direction I can put you in as far as the gallbladder issue, as far as the weight gain, everything you're dealing with right now is pointing to diet. And what I would suggest you check out, and it's a book, and I will post it in the notes. I'm going to make a note here to do so. There's two books. One is called The Paleo Diet and The Paleolithic Solution. And both of these diets address what you have going on. And it has a lot to do with the fact that our bodies are not designed evolutionarily to digest grains and dairy. And I know that seems like, oh my gosh, that's really drastic. However, it is the case. Reading these books are going to give you a better insight as to what is going on as far as your issues with your knees. I can go into lots of details. Definitely drink water. You're going to want to increase your water intake, and that is, there's a big, like, the wires get crossed when we don't drink enough water, and it makes us think we're hungry when we're really thirsty. So by drinking more water, you're going to begin to eat less, as well as check out those two books. Now, they are not my books. One is written by a Professor Lauren Cordain from Colorado State University, and the other is written by a biochemist named Rob Wolf. And the books are excellent. They give a lot of information as to how you can use diet to help yourself with what's going on. And for what you're telling me just initially, that is the direction you need to go. So get into those books, start reading those books. You can start changing some simple things in your diet that can make a huge deal as far as how your body feels. Like I said, reducing the grains and the dairy, those books are going to give you a real good direction as to how to go and how to do that. As far as, not being in the financial position to do so, and this, I run into this frequently with many people, begin to reevaluate what you have going on in your life. And many times it's like we're doing things that are creating the situations that put us in that financial position. Meaning, there's like, let's say if you took the money from all of the foods that you were eating that are causing your problems and put it into food that would help you, all of a sudden it frees up resources. And I'm not going to go into the details on it because that's a huge inner game piece. However, begin to look at those things that you can begin changing, those little things you can begin changing, like starting to drink more water. And once again, it frees up the energy in your body so you can start moving forward. So, Lucille, thank you so much for your question. And on to the next one. Okay. I have been having knee pain for about 5 years. I feel the pain, especially if my knees remain bent when I'm sitting for a long time. I have to slowly straighten them and move them back and forth in order for it to be able to move without feeling any pain. Sometimes I feel it when lying down on my side. When I walk, I feel pain. When I take my usual walk as exercise, I continue walking. It became painful and felt like there was some kind of friction. Then I tried to support it with a knee brace, but it didn't get any better. Then I decided to see a doctor, and he recommended physiotherapy, and he gave me treatment, anti-inflammatory drugs, and glucosamine. There was a little relief, but could not continue with the medication indefinitely. I hope this will guide you to assist me with my knee problem. Thank you. Okay. I can definitely relate to the stiffness. That was something that I felt really bad after my knee surgery. It would stay, if the leg was straight, I couldn't bend it. If the leg was bent, I couldn't straighten it. It was just kind of a pain in the butt. What I would suggest is increasing your water intake. That is going to play a huge piece, and I know it seems like, well, come on, Bill, just drinking more water. Honestly, I've worked with people that by just them drinking more water, their knee pain went away. And I'm talking about straight water, not coffee, not tea, not soda, not pop, not any sugary drinks, not sports drinks. Those do not count. I'm talking about straight up water. So give that a try. Increase your water intake. Kind of measure what you're drinking and let me know how that goes. Put the response in the comments section of this blog post on my website. So keep, you know, of course, listen to this audio and put in the comments section of the blog post what changes as far as with your knees. So that was Morirmang. Hopefully I pronounced that name correctly. Okay. The next question is, my knee problem started in February of 2010. I started practicing Bikram yoga in October of 2009. Then in February 2010, I felt my knees sore, painful, and was having difficulty climbing up and down stairs. I had problems getting up from sitting positions too, so I stopped my Bikram yoga practice to my dismay. I truly enjoyed Bikram yoga because I was happy with the results. I was sleeping well all throughout the night. I feel more calm and relaxed, and stress levels decreased. That was a result of the Bikram yoga. I went to an orthopedic surgeon last February and had x-rays done on my right and left knees, and there was a hairline tear. He prescribed anti-inflammatories and cold compresses and topical ointment for the pain. A very good friend of mine suggested glucosamine tablets as supplements. I did take the anti-inflammatory meds and took some glucosamine tablets as well and felt my knee pain lessen, but the pain was not totally gone. So I went back to do Bikram. The orthopedic surgeon said I may have overstretched my knees, thus the hairline tear and pain. I would feel the pain in my knee. I informed all of this to my yoga instructor, and they told me to take it easy on some of the postures that I would feel the pain in on my knees. So far, so good. So I continued my Bikram yoga practice again around March 2010. Then I felt more pain just as in October. I completely stopped my Bikram yoga for about a month, which has made me a bit sad. The yoga instructor also recommended MSM capsules at GNC, but I have not taken them yet. The yoga instructors also told me that I should take very good care of my knees, and they said that if the pain is too bothersome, it would be best to rest and stop my yoga practice for the time being. I have not gone to see my orthopedic surgeon yet, as I am busy with the Christmas approaching. The pain comes and goes, but it has gotten me very worried. I feel a bit helpless and frustrated. I hope you can truly help my situation. I have many questions too that I hope you can enlighten me with good answers. Thank you, and look forward to your response. Millicent. Okay, Millicent. that really stinks. You know, if you're doing something that you love to do and you found this Bikram yoga that's great, it hurts to do it, that can be really, really frustrating, and I totally get that. What I would suggest, and I know Bikram, is that's the hot yoga. So you're going to be in this room that they heat up to over 100 and some degrees, and you're sweating a lot, which warms up the body really well. However, what I'm not seeing in your email here is water. Water plays a huge role. Like I was talking with in the last question, I would increase your water intake and see how that changes. Because when the body dries out, you could think of it like beef jerky. You know, that's how they make beef jerky, is they dry out the meat. And when you're in a place like in a Bikram yoga studio where the temperature is so high and you're sweating a lot and you're not replenishing the water that you're sweating out. You know, now my wife goes to Bikram. She goes to a local studio here in Charleston, South Carolina, and you know, she comes back and everything is soaked. I mean, everything is completely, like all of her clothes, everything that she went in, you know, of course she puts it in a bag, but it's like everything is completely soaked. So I know there's a lot of water loss when you go to Bikram. Now, you haven't been going to yoga, however, replenishing that water, your body can still run be dehydrated still. So I would definitely check that out. I would look in there and figure out how to increase your water intake. Figure out how much water you're drinking per day, and then take it to your body weight divided by 2 in ounces of water per day. That's going to be very beneficial for you. So begin to drink more water and let me know how that turns out for you. Okay. The next question here is, Bill, sure appreciate your help and would like to get cured of my knee problem. I have osteoarthritis, which has attacked my right knee worse than the left one. And according to my doctor, it's the left knee which has the worst deterioration. Actually, it was in June 2010, and I had a terrible pain in my right leg and started limping at work. Actually, I had chronic pain throughout both legs and thought I had varicose vein problems. Also, a regular general practitioner also seemed to think the same and treated me for varicose veins. It was when the pain kept on nagging me, and after the limping episode at work, I had decided to see the orthopedic doctor, renowned specialist in the field, in this end of the world. Okay, let me change something here. After some physical tests on both legs, he stated it was osteoarthritis. I had x-rays done which showed the gap between the joints in my knee bones widening, reduced cartilage. I had blood tests done, but I'm okay on the health front, no particular problems. He started me on glucosamine tablets and other painkillers. Since June, I was just a bundle of medicine and pain. Stopped climbing stairs, had to keep to ground floor activities only. The doctor did costly injections in my right knee for 4 consecutive weeks. At the end of 5 weeks, the nagging pain left me, but soon after, I actually had my right hand wrist fractured, hairline fracture, just pressing my right palm stressfully on the car seat. I had my hand in a cast for a whole month and could not go to work. I underwent the bone density test, but it showed up normal for my age. Just as the wrist got better, the knee pain started. Of course, I had medical advice to reduce weight, and I used the acupressure patch treatment for 1 month, and it did help me reduce weight, but I still needed to lose more. I have started workouts on a regular basis, which is helping in the weight loss, and I am keeping to a healthy diet for this problem, avoiding all the problem-causing stuff and keeping mostly to the helpful ones. I still go to see the doctor. My next appointment is in January of 2011. I'm still on OsteoEase tabs 2 per day. I would like your advice. My doc has recommended only swimming, walking, and cycling activities in my battle to lose weight. He had crossed out jogging and aerobic activities. But I follow Leslie Sansom's aerobic walking at home, which is helping with the weight loss, but I do continue to have knee pain. I do have the knee exercises and do climb stairs now, but I can't keep up the movement for long. The knee starts to hurt. However, I've been advised to use Transact patches if the pain gets unbearable and I need to get through the working day. I also use ice packs on both knees for 15 minutes each. And I've also been asked to consume more dairy products such as cheese, yogurt, and milk rich in calcium. Guess I've said most of it. My doc encourages me by saying that this osteoarthritis is reversible, and he was very happy with the progress I have made so far. Could be back to normal in 2 years' time. Hope so. I do not wish to go for a costly surgery and have artificial implants in my right leg. Thanks for the motivation. I have been honest about my problem and would like to get your advice, which may enhance my recovery. Best wishes, Irene. Well, Irene, thank you for your question. I'm really, that is awesome to hear. Your doctor is encouraging, saying the osteoarthritis is reversible. That is very, very uncommon. Usually doctors will say that osteoarthritis is pretty permanent. I would suggest, as far as your diet goes, I'm going to, like I said, I posted that question for Lucille in the beginning. I'd like you to take a look at those books, the Paleo Diet and the Paleolithic Solution. Those are going to be great books for you where you're at right now as far as dealing with the weight stuff. However, and this is really, really important, and I know knee pain can be so gripping, and your mind just completely focuses on what's going on with the pain that we don't see other things. It's so difficult to get around that. However, no matter what, osteoarthritis or surgery or whatever it is, it's important to understand what causes pain. We have to look at what is causing pain, and it basically goes down to the nerves in your knee are being interfered with. Now, odds are, if you're overweight, they say that for every pound you are overweight, that's 4 times that the force per pound. So if you're 4 pounds overweight, every time you step, that's 16 pounds of force that each knee has to deal with. Over, you know, weeks, months, years, that adds up. So that is really a big deal. So if we can begin to drop that weight, that's going to take the pressure off of what's going on with the knees. So at this point, your next step is looking at those books that I'm going to post in the show notes here. It's going to be below the in the questions or in the answers to this. So that's going to be really important. I will get those links in there and you can go check out those books. However, right now, I fully am with the doctor. I do believe the osteoarthritis, you can remove the pain from that. You can reestablish the space in the joint so the pressure gets off of those nerves. And however I can be there to support you, please let me know. I think you're doing some great stuff here. The only thing I would add is what I refer to as passive stretching. And this is what can re-educate your nervous system to understand what comfort is. So definitely, if you have an opportunity, you can get in there, get in my virtual clinic, and that's going to help you a whole lot. Because I can really be more effective. Because at this point, I would tell you like specific exercises you would do to help with what's going on with your knees. So keep the open dialogue with your doctor. Make sure that he's up to date and up to speed with how you're progressing and all that. And that's so encouraging that he's saying that osteoarthritis is reversible. Shake his hand for me. So, okay, Irene, thank you so much. And let me know, keep me posted as to the progress that you're making. This question here is from, okay. Next question is from, let's see who we got here. Nibhan. Hi, Bill. Thanks you for your consistent follow-up. I have been doing exercise since the first day after purchasing your program, October 4th. I selected squatting, stand up, and sit down on the legs 70 times, followed by alternative squatting left and right legs another 80 times. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes in the morning and evening. I also use breathing and a lot of water. I sleep 8 hours a day. The pain seems not to go away. My dominant knee pain is in the right knee at the 10 o'clock position, front left of the knee. When looking from a sitting position, the pain is obvious after driving, even with when I stretch my leg. It doesn't matter the distance. The pain is even worse when I allow the knee to bend in the upper position or when I sit closer to the steering wheel. Also, the pain is obvious when I wake up in the morning. I need to position my legs while I'm sleeping. I feel more pain in the morning than in the afternoon and in the evening. I am 60 with consistent exercise. I start golfing again on Saturday in the past 3 weeks, and I don't use a golf cart. My knee x-ray found small degeneration gap at the kneecap and bone. The doctor prescribed a Synvisc injection, but there was no improvement. What should I do to improve my knee? Okay, the detail on this is great. However, the exercises that you're doing in the books, when you're doing the squats 70 times, that's not in the squatting right leg and left leg, the 80 times. That's not what I show in my book. The exercises that I show in my book are very slow and controlled. This is completely like apples and oranges in terms of addressing what's going on with your knees. If you do lots of sets and lots of reps, that tends to build up muscles. And what I focus on in my ebooks is building up the tendon and ligament strength in the joint itself. This is what promotes strong, stable joints. So what I would suggest is you go back into my book and look at the squatting, you know, and do exactly what I'm talking about as far as in the book, and incorporate the breathing when you're doing the exercise, the proper breathing. And that is what I believe is going to help as far as build up the strong tendon and ligament strength in your knee joint. So, Nibhan, try that out. Start doing the squats like I was showing in the book, and slow the movement down, like I said, you know, if you're doing that many squats, doing them 70 times and doing another 80 times, then I would just take, you know, you're only really looking at 2 to 3 minutes. If you do one squat and do it like a minute and a half down and a minute and a half up, that's going to be plenty. So actually you can save yourself some time. And that extra, you'd have, if you're spending 15 to 20 minutes exercising in the morning and you switch the way you're exercising, you could sleep another 15 minutes. And I would use that so you get a little bit more sleep and a little bit less exercise. It's actually a little counterintuitive, I know. However, getting over knee pain is not always how you think. And as far as the pain, excuse me, in the 10 o'clock position, I would look at the tension that's going on in the kneecap and do some light massage. I show that in my book as well, as far as how to address the pain that you're experiencing in that spot in your knee. So, okay, Nivan, thank you for your question. Keep me posted as to how that goes. Put it in the comment section of this blog post. Okay. Question here from Margo. Very, very happy to hear from you. My problem started on October 10th, 2008. I had surgery on my right knee, and ever since have done whatever the doctor and the physical therapist advised. I have exercised, iced, walked, bicycled, used maybe part of the alphabet letters and rubs, heating pad. I'm not totally understanding that alphabet letters thing. A heating pad, and at last but not least, prayed for relief. Okay. And I'm not laughing in the sense of haha. I'm laughing and I totally get it. I have put on to 7 point men and women, some of them not worth 2 cents. Okay, I'm not getting this. Even when I advised to have an insole put in my shoe known as a prosthesis, but the pain does not intend to leave me, though I was only married to a man of 51 years, but now I realize I'm closely connected to this other unwanted problem. The prosthesis have been checked by x-rays and they are in place. Acupuncture has been a part of the therapy and massage, plus, of course, electric stimulation and ultrasound have been used also. Can you ask more? This has been an expensive and painful experience, and I sure would not want to have the other knee done. Oh, you got a knee replacement. Got it. Okay. Could you tell me what I have done right or what I have done wrong? I posed this question to the surgeon, and his reply was, "You have done nothing wrong. I am just one of the patients who was not to be fortunate enough to be a good candidate for this operation." The doctor usually says well, and this is all I seem to get out of our appointments. Hoping that there is an answer to my question, why do I have to use all these kinds of painkillers while I'm still trying to look for the silver lining? Best regards and hoping all is well with you. Okay. Okay, Margo, understand pre-surgery, post-surgery, if you've had surgery or not, the common denominator is there's nerves in your knee being interfered with. And I know it's like, I appreciate you looking for that silver lining in that dark cloud, and there is. I want to be there. I want to be the one holding that light at the other end of the tunnel going, "Margo, walk this way." because there is. And I've seen people, you know, who didn't have knee operations, who did have knee operations. And the fact of the matter is, being out of pain is not necessarily related to the operation that you have. You can get out of pain. All we need to do is figure out why those nerves are being interfered with. So what's important to understand is that it can happen. That's the exciting part. That's the really cool part about all of this, is that no matter what the situation is, I was writing an email earlier today, and this gentleman was totally frustrated. I did a post. It's titled Two Knee Replacements and a Truck. And this guy got run over by a truck, and his knee got crushed. His one leg got crushed. So it screwed up his knee joint. And now the doctors are saying that he needs a knee replacement in that knee, and as well as the other knee, because the other knee compensated for the one that was bad. Well, I have a story of a gentleman that I did training with. And a lot of that training goes into the videos that I put in my virtual clinic. And basically, this guy had been run over by a tractor. He grew up on a farm, and he got run over by a tractor when he was 14. So you can imagine, 14 years old, and he was in a body cast. Well, he wasn't really able to bend his legs all that well. So it made it virtually impossible for him to cross his legs. So we're in this class together, and we're doing work on the legs. And this is all the passive stretching that I talk about in my virtual clinic. And what happened was, we all went to lunch, and we came back, and we were kind of talking. We were sharing after the morning as to what our experiences was. And it got to this guy, and he started talking. And unconsciously, he crosses his legs. And while he's talking, he stops. He looks down, and he's like, "Oh my gosh, I haven't done that since I was 14. And the guy's like 40 some years old, 46, I believe, at the time. So there is the possibility, when we understand the underlying piece of what's going on as far as knee pain, that it is very doable and it's very possible to get yourself out of knee pain. We just need to figure out the right combination. So, Margo, keep plugging away. I would really love to see you do a little bit more. I know you're doing electric stimulation and ultrasound. However, I'd like to get a little bit more organic, to put it a different way. I'd love to see you start talking about your diet, because a diet plays a huge role in the pain your body feels. I'd like to talk more about your water intake. I talked a little bit more, you know, earlier in this podcast. Water and diet is the foundation from everything I talk about. And then looking at where the pain is specifically, because we need to get your knees to feel comfort. Just like the gentleman that I was telling you I was studying with, and he was able to cross his legs. Once we began to introduce comfort to his body, the tension that his body was holding on to now began to release. And when the tension releases, now the legs are going to be able to cross. And it's the same thing when you are looking at after a knee operation. Tension causes lack of space. Stress, tension causes lack of space, squeezes on the nerves, causing pain. So, Margo, you know, definitely keep asking me questions. Post your progress. Let me know. And it'll be great to see how this continues to change for you. Actually, you know, Margo, it would be great to talk with you. if you could shoot me an email, bill@thekneepainguru.com, shoot me an email, and then we can set up a time to talk. That would be pretty cool. I think we can see if that would be beneficial, if I could help you out a little bit more. Okay. Next question is, Dear Bill, first of all, I convey very best regards. Here's my story. I was suffering from knee pain, especially the left knee, for the last couple years. I had no idea of knee replacement before. To ease my pain, I took physiotherapy 2-3 times in my country, Bangladesh. I started morning walks with some of my friends, told that the pain will disappear if I walk regularly, but nothing worked. I was living my life with this pain. In 2009, I went to visit my eldest daughter in Singapore. That was not to see the doctor, but for holidays. Whenever I went to my daughter for shopping, I could only walk a few minutes. One day, during shopping, I began crying. That day, my daughter decided to see an orthopedic. The next day, we went to see Dr. Ravi in Mount Elizabeth Hospital. He asked if I wanted a knee replacement. I had no idea about it, but wanted to get rid of this pain, which made my life hell. So I underwent the surgery. It was amazing. The surgery was very successful. I didn't take a single painkiller after the surgery. However, I had to take a few injections because of blood clots in the knee area. The doctor asked me to return to Bangladesh after 3 weeks, but I came back after 2. The doctor suggested for me to do physical therapy. I climbed to and from my 5-story house every day to do physiotherapy in the hospital. I had no idea to call the physiotherapist at home, so my pain increased. I informed the doctor in Singapore, and the doctor asked me to visit him again on an emergency basis. He said there could be an infection. So second time after 1 month, I went to Singapore again and took antibiotics for 1 month. As I couldn't tolerate antibiotic pills, I took injections 2 times every day, and it was very expensive. Anyway, the infection was the same. I returned back home. I called a therapist and did physiotherapy for another month. By the grace of the Almighty, I am fine now. There is no pain. I can walk miles after miles. Last June, I went to the U.S., visited Houston, Dallas, and Florida Disneyland. In Orlando, we stayed 7 days and visited the Magic Kingdom, Epcot Center, and Hollywood Studios, and walked from morning to night. I got a new life. But can you tell me how long the surgery will work? The doctor said I will be all right for 10 to 12 years. Is that right? Should I do knee exercises to keep them all right? Please give me any advice or suggestions. Thank you and best wishes, Krishida. Okay. Thank you for your question. I am really happy to hear that the knee replacement surgery went well. However, that is my fear, and this is my fear as far as the knee replacements, and I've seen what happens, is depending on what they made the knee replacement material out of will have kind of like a rating as far as how long it will work, how long the knee replacement is rated for. You ran into some of the issues that I actually had an interview with Dr. William Stillwell. He's a former knee and hip surgeon that kind of went over all of the different pros and cons about knee surgeries, and that you'd want to, obviously, ideally, you would want to have the less invasive types of things done first. See what you can do to address the pain through water and diet and exercise. And if that doesn't get better, then step it up, you know, and have the knee surgery as being the last resort. I'm glad to hear that it worked for you. I feel bad that you had to go through all of that pain. However, what I've seen is in people that I've worked with is that one knee will get replaced, and consequently the tension patterns that I talk about, the nerves are gone, right? When they cut the bone and do the knee replacement surgery, they cut the nerves. The nerves are no longer there. So the pain that you were feeling was further up the leg where the nerves were still attached. But where the bone was cut, in the knee joint itself, there you're no longer feeling pain there. So my concern is that tension pattern is still in the body. You just don't feel it in the knee anymore. And that gets translated into the hips, into the lower back, into the shoulders. And your body needs to compensate for it. And then it also is going into the other knee. So we need to look at what that is. And it's important, you know, you want to do the exercise. You want to stretch. You want to make sure the food is good. Water intake is great. You know, do that. And you know what I would do? I would contact the doctor in Singapore and ask him to send you the specs on the knee replacement, like the parts that he used. What is in your knee? I would check that out to see what the rating is on those parts, because they'll have, you know, like if you go to if you buy tires for your car, they'll rate them for 50,000 miles. Well, you have the same kind of rating with the parts that they do for knee replacements for. So I would have the doctor put you in touch with the manufacturer or send you the specs of the manufacturer of the parts for what he put in your knee. I would check that out. And I would definitely keep up with the knee exercises. So, Krishita, thank you so much. I'm so pleased for you. I'm glad that you're out of pain and you're enjoying everything that Mickey Mouse has to offer. So keep me posted as to how that goes and let me know what you find out from the doctor. Okay. Got a question here from Jadesh. It says, my knee problems as seen from the MRI, the synovial fluid is leaking, the degeneration of the meniscus, and slight problems in the ACL, which is the anterior cruciate ligament. That's my favorite. I feel a noise when I move my knees, a slight pain. And what I have tried, physiotherapy is okay. When I go to the gym, very good. I'm strengthening my thighs and calf muscles, but the actual problem of knees is not solved. I play amateur soccer for nearly an hour and a half on Saturday and Sunday mornings. It would be nice if we can work things out and strengthen my knees. Once again, I am grateful for the ability to send you a question. Well, cool. Jadesh, thank you so much. That is what you're saying is exactly the huge piece. That's what I was, let me see. When I answered Nibhan's question, when he was doing all of those squats every day, it's the same thing for you, Jadesh. What you want to do is make sure when you exercise, when you're going to the gym, you want to do slow and controlled movements. And that builds up the strength in the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint. That is a huge piece. The synovial fluid is leaking in the joint. I would suggest, and I just did an interview with Dr. Bill, Dr. William Stillwell, as far as using fish oil as a supplement for replacing the synovial fluid or supporting the synovial fluid in the joint, that's going to help as well. And it also helps with the meniscus. So I would suggest slow, controlled squats, and I show those specifically both in my virtual clinic as well as my ebook. So I would check that out. I would also supplement with fish oil. So I am going to put a link for the Dr. Bill's fish oil information, because he had some really good information about the differences of fish oil and how to choose a good fish oil, a pharmaceutical grade fish oil as opposed to the food grade fish oil. And that's going to be very helpful for you. So, okay, well, that is all the questions for today. One thing I want to add is if you are on Facebook, please connect with me there at The Knee Pain Guru. Just do a search for The Knee Pain Guru in Facebook. As well as if you're on Twitter, it's at The Knee Pain Guru. You can connect with me both ways there. That would be awesome. And, of course, on my blog, thekneepainguru.com, and I post answers to these questions. I have podcasts. There's all sorts of really cool stuff. And what I would suggest is the more you can connect with me, the better you connect with me, the better I'm able to help you, the better feedback I'm able to give you. And it's going to really benefit you. And I want to get you to a place where you don't feel burdened by your knees, because being burdened by your knees just exhausts you. And a lot of times you don't have to do more work. You actually have to do less, and your body will heal quicker. And I've seen it happen dozens and dozens and dozens of times, that we just need to be more effective in how we're approaching what's going on with the knees. The more effective you are, the better. You know, it's like you don't have to raise the bridge, you just need to lower the river. And a lot of times you just do those high leverage activities that magnify the results you're going to get, and you make those little changes every day, and before you know it, your knees feel totally, totally different. So, okay, well, thank you so much for listening to the call, and I will be in touch soon.